We got tipping out this year.
What are you doing? It's not gum.
What is it?
Tasty.
All right, y'all. We are here at the Fox Theater in Detroit. Unlike other vlogs, we have a special show tonight because I'm doing Adam Ray's Dr. Phil show. This is a huge venue. Oh my God, this is enormous. I want to see something real quick. I think Adam might be getting his bald cap put on for Dr. Phil. Let's see. Oh shit. Look at that.
Do you need privacy in the room, dude? You do anything? It's all good. I just want to say what's up.
How you doing, man? We got Adam Ray here. Getting ready for Dr. Phil, dude.
Hey guys,
this is the process. And who do we have doing the bald cap?
Scott Wheeler, baby.
Shit, dude, you do this every show. Was it two hours?
What is it, two?
Yeah, it's about right.
When I do it, it takes 3 hours.
No,
commitment. It makes a difference.
This is wild, man. Yeah. All right, well, listen, I'm gonna leave you. Do your thing.
I love you.
Have a good show. He's going through it.
Honored you're here, man.
All right, let's kill this. Rock it out. All the cameras, dude. All the cameras, bro. We're like the Spider-Man meme right now. Here we are, post show. How did it go? How you feeling?
Bro, that was wild. That was a wild show. You killed that shit.
How you feel about the show? We got Tiffany Haddish here.
Hey, I feel really good about the show. I felt very beautiful and accepted by. First of all, I've never seen so many white men in Detroit at one time.
How do you feel today? How did you do, bro?
I feel like it went pretty good.
We have RFK Jr. over here. Dr. Phil, are you feeling good about today's show?
I feel real good, man. We had a good time up there. We ripped it up. We changed some lives. We broke some dreams. But at the end of the day, we shaved our head, our backs, our pussies, and our crash. We'll be right back. Order J. Crushed.
Thank you, man. Okay, here we go. Who we got here?
You excited?
You know, I'm nervous, you know? It's 6 shows in a row, bro. We really gotta be diligent about not talking and shit. Many of you guys be asking me stupid ass questions, you feel me? So what's up? Good job, let's go.
What's up? Michael Schertzer.
Bro is slating for an audition.
You can check.
6 foot, willing to shave?
Yeah, check out the Palestine Pod. PalestinePod.com. We're trying to free Palestine.
We have 6 sold out shows this weekend, 2 in Detroit, 2 tomorrow in Toronto, 2 on Sunday in Toronto.
Yeah.
And you already know what it is.
So, what you got going?
Mossy got me working like a fucking workhorse over here. Sign the hats. I got 4,000 hats for you to sign. You fucking work. You do the shows. Make the money. Stop fucking around. Get this bag, bitch. I don't want to hear you're tired. That's Moss behind the camera, dude. So if I collapse on stage, blame him. Now he's right though. We gotta get this money before the whole American democracy collapses, which it already has.
And I am a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger.
Sometimes.
Not for this motherfucker. I swear to God.
Alright, cool. What's going on? You guys have a message for Morgan?
We love you. Yeah, I'm so happy we came all the way from Chicago.
We're goofy gals and we're ready for you.
Woo! All the way from Chicago to come to Detroit.
Hell yeah. Yo, what'd you guys think about the Detroit shows?
Dude, Detroit show was fire. The crowds were rowdy as shit, and they were fire.
Detroit was litty, one of the best cities, you know? Hey. A lot of fun. Can't wait to come back.
What's up? Who we got here? Tell us your name.
Mossy's cousin.
Mossy's cousin?
Ayaz.
How well do you know Mossy?
Oh, long time.
You think he's a good guy?
Very good guy, yeah.
Is he a hard worker? Very hard work, yeah.
Then why the fuck am I the one vlogging, bro? Calling the cars, ordering the food. He's my tour manager, right? We're gonna be doing this in Europe? What are we doing, Mossy? Come on, bro.
Said you wanted more vlogging, bro. Well, here we are.
All right, get that camera. Get it going, bro. We're here in Toronto. We're on Queen Street. Two sold-out shows tonight, two tomorrow. Am I a little bit, like, dizzy? Just a little bit. I'm a little bit tired. I fucking hate traveling and doing a show the same day, let alone two shows the same fucking day. Everybody DM me. You should come out. Go hang out. Hey, it's Mossy. You want to hang out with my cousins? Fuck no, bro. But nothing we can't handle. Toronto really showed up. Drake said he might be coming to the show. The Weeknd said he might be coming to the show. And I'm just happy to have him there, you know? Look at that little doggy with a little cold-ass dog. Take that dog back inside. He don't want to be outside. No. I'm filming you doing the setup so that I can see. This is my roadie. Put him to work, dude. Putting these Afghanis to work, bro. How do you like working for Morgan J Industries, bro?
It's horrible. If we had an HR department, I could.
What are the working conditions like?
Listen, it's just like China sweatshop.
That's fucking right it is. You do your goddamn job and everybody gets paid, you understand? All right, let's have a good show. All right, bye. Fam, Detroit cheese me fam. We in Canada, we're in Toronto, man. You know fam, you know what we do fam. It's my tutus, the baddies here, they bless. The baddies here, tutus. The baddies, they bless. Are you two gonna make love tonight?
This is our first date.
Are you having fun? You having a good time? And at what point in the date are we right now?
The first part.
Basically, what I want to know is if you should just get this out of the way right now and give each other a little smooch. What do you think? No? What do you... Just get it out of the way. What do you think? Just... Oh, she wants to do it, bro. She wants to do it. Come on. Come on. Come on. You see? Come here, dog. You see? Can I get a skiddly-diddly-doo?
Skiddly-diddly-doo.
That's right. Can I get a skiddly-diddly-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo?
Skiddly-diddly-doo-doo-doo.
He's a goofy guy. He's a goofy guy. Have some fun tonight. Have some unprotected sex tonight.
Housekeeping.
Well. Did you sleep good?
Hey, what's up, Grudy?
What's up,
fam? Last night had me cheese, bro. Guys, we had two fucking fire shows last night. Yeah, they were a lot better than Detroit. I hate to say that, Detroit. Sorry, they were a lot better than Detroit. I should say that, you know, anytime we come to Canada, as a matter of fact, anytime we travel across the world now, it's a mission of goodwill. This is more than just comedy now. We're here to spread goodwill, laughs, and cheer. Let people know that Americans aren't all like, I don't know, like Donald Trump, essentially, you know, like not xenophobic. I'm not here to tear up nobody. But yeah, we're just gonna tidy up. I'm gonna do my little yoga. And then that's it. You know, I think my voice is in a pretty good space, bro. Six shows, bro, we did it. You know, I think that show in Orlando that I fucking was feeling terrible for, I think that was actually a really good thing to happen because it kind of just raises the bar of what I'm capable of. You feel me? Like, anytime I say I can't do shit, like, or when I'm really tired, like, I know I can do shows with, like, no sleep. I know I can do it. I mean, I was nervous, dog. Seven shows in a row? That was where all my anxiety was coming from, bro.
I feel it.
There's just, you know, there's like seven figures on the line when we do this shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, this is not a game.
Dave.
See the message I sent you? Look at the message I sent you on Instagram. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna read it to you because I think it's important we all hear this, okay? Isn't this what you asked for? You asked for growth, so life gave you discomfort. You asked for success, so it demanded sacrifice. You can't have one without the other. More opportunity means more responsibility. More ambition means less free time. Every choice comes with a cost. You can't chase a dream and cling to your old life.
You can't ask for greatness and expect ease. So when the weight feels heavy, when the sacrifices stack up, remember, this isn't a punishment. This is the price.
Damn. Drop the mic on that one.
I wish I wrote it.
What's up, EJ? How you doing, brother?
What's up?
Could I do a load of laundry?
Let's get an intro, name, handle.
Yo, Mo Ismail, at Momo Ismail. Toronto on Mo Ismail, at Momo Ismail, on Instagram.
One time I asked a girl what her name was, and she goes, guess. And Masi was like, you should just say Muhammad, because statistically...
Muhammad is, I think, majority for male, not for.
No, that's what's funny.
Say that again.
This was funny.
Muhammad is kind of referred to more as a male, not female. So don't say female or Muhammad. The woman would get offended. Like, why would you call?
No, but why would the joke is because she's asking me to guess her name.
Ah.
So Muhammad is the number one name in the world. So statistically, that's a good guess. If anybody asks me to guess her name, obviously her name isn't Muhammad, but. What is it?
Some spicy shit on the show.